Laughing is the worst thing you can do to beat it. You stop laughing, bitch. Don't you smile. Go back to depression. Come on. Give me a little help here. That's it. That's it. Good. Get that hand back up. Good. That's good. That helps. How many notice that hand's really important to the depression thing? So she dropped her head. What happened to her breathing? Full or shallow? Started to get shallow. Head's down. What happened to her shoulders? Down. Go. Stay there. Stay there. Down. Right? So shallow breathing, head down. What else did you notice? Come on. What else did you notice? She started squeezing her hand on that microphone tight. Did you notice that? Tension. Tapping the microphone, that tension.
Now that Robbins has pointed out the physiological pattern in Tani's depression, he will ask her what she focuses on in order to feel depressed.
Now, that's just the physical side. Now, as you stay in this state, tell me, what are you focusing on to be depressed at level 9?
My lack of happiness.
Your lack of happiness. Mm-hmm. And when you say you're focused on your lack of happiness, what do you picture? What do you think about?
My not being able to stop crying a lot lately.
Could you get to crying for us? Could you get that depressed? Oh, come on. You can do it. If you're able to get to the place of not being able to stop, let's go there. That's a much better example.
I'm not being able to put my past behind me.
Not able to put your past behind you. What do you focus on in your past in order to be depressed? Just say it.
My lack of trust in people.
Your lack of trust in people or in men?
Men.
Bet you're glad you volunteered for this, aren't you? By the way, I'm a man.
Tani put herself again in a depressed state through her physical posture, her breathing, and her thought process. Robbins will now humorously provoke her into another emotional state to continue to show how easy it is to go from one emotional state to another.
What does that microphone remind you of? What are you feeling right now?
Actually, a little pissed.
Yeah, that's what I thought. By the way, pissed is much better than depressed. What'd she do? She brought her head back up and her shoulders back up. She's still tense, but she's like, don't f*** with me. So pissed might be a more useful state. It's certainly not the end all and be all, but she can get out of depression and go pissed real quickly. In fact, I bet you've done this plenty of times. When she gets tired of being sad, she gets pissed. Am I right?
Yeah.
I call this a crazy eight. She gets really depressed and tired and feels helpless, and she gets tired of feeling that feeling. I'll explain why later. And then she gets pissed, which makes her feel strong for a short time. And then she's tired of being pissed, so she goes back to connecting with herself and feeling sad again. And she gets tired, then she gets pissed. This is a very simple pattern, and it's not unique. And she's good at it because she's practiced it for years, true?
I'm a master.
Yes, I can see that.
For Tani, depression is a way for her to connect and commiserate with herself. However, when this depression begins to make her feel too weak, she snaps out of it with anger. This emotional pattern of alternating between sadness and anger is called a crazy eight. Many people live most of their lives alternating between these two emotions.
Let's go back to depressed, though, because it's so much more fun. Go back to depressed. Okay. Notice she knows exactly where to go. Does she know what to do to get depressed, yes or no? She would have you believe that happens to her. Go ahead, get depressed. Level 8, nod when you're there. Okay? Tell me what you're focusing on right now to be depressed at level 8.
I don't know.
You're not there? What are you focused on? The men that you can't trust from your past. What do you say to yourself to be depressed like this? Just say out loud what you're saying in your head when you're really depressed.
When people experience emotions, they are actually saying things to themselves silently. Although they are not said aloud, these language patterns have a powerful influence on our emotions.
I'm so pathetic.
I'm so pathetic. Say it in the tone of voice you say it when you stay depressed, though.
You're so fucking pathetic.
To really be depressed, what do you got to say to yourself? Really depressed. 9. Say it in the tone of voice you say it when you're that depressed.
I don't want to live my life this way.
What else do you say? So pathetic. I don't want to live my life this way. Is there a tone of voice here, ladies and gentlemen? Yes or no? What else do you say to stay depressed at level 9? Do you ever get depressed at 10, like where you want to kill yourself? No?
No.
Shit, I thought we had a good suicide we could deal with here.
Sorry to disappoint you.
What are you doing smiling in? What are you feeling right now?
I'm going to kick your ass.
How fast can we take her out of depression? How fast? 2 seconds. If you with her depression, she's pissed off at you. I'm sitting here being depressed. You can take me out of it. I'll come out of my depression when I'm ready.
When Robbins surprises her and interferes with her depression, Tony reacts with anger. She is protective of her depression because she has been using it to satisfy an emotional